Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're here talking NFL Draft. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. You know, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars. We have a great guest for you today. He's first-team linebacker slash safety from the Sun Belt Conference. He's a tackling machine, and he's known as Ironhead, originally born to Shante Gallen, but his father gave him the nickname Ironhead. But with that said, Ironhead, we appreciate you sharing your day with us, and we were kind of joking around prior to the show. Your father gave you the nickname. What age did he give you the nickname, and when did you realize he wasn't calling you DeShante anymore?
It's been long since I can remember. You know, I was a little kid, and, you know, y'all, at first he gave me the nickname, you know, I was hard-headed and things like that, and then, you know, Ironhead Hayward played back in the day, had something to do with it too, so it kind of grew on me.
Yeah, and we're joking as well. It kind of fits your role. I mean, you are a stout, you know, kind of impactful tackling machine on the field. So I kind of think it coincides with the way your physicality on the field. From a young age, I mean, were you playing Pop Warner Pee Wee football, or did you kind of gravitate towards other sports? I mean, kind of talk about, you know, way back when you were a youngster, you know, what were you doing if you had a ball in your hand?
Oh, growing up, you know, I stayed in the projects when I was younger. So growing up, I used to always walk around with a football in my hand. And I was very active as a kid, you know. I also played baseball, too. So, you know, it just started since I've been yay high.
And did you stand out? I mean, were you just kind of a good athlete? Or did you kind of excel even at an early age where maybe, you know, kids, parents watching the games like, man, you know, this kid has a little something that we don't?
Yes, sir. You know, I always have been gifted. You know, God blessed me with a lot of talents. And I just been able to just run away with it and do what I got to do.
and now you're kind of, you know, preparing for this next step. High school and things as such, I mean, when you got recruited to Georgia Southern, I mean, you know, what was your height, weight, and kind of what did they want you to be at that time? Because I know there's a lot of transition between, you know, from the time you make it to a school and, you know, from the time you leave, just considering, you know, team needs or maybe you grow, you know, whatnot. I mean, kind of just share insight, you know, how that recruiting process was.
Recruiting process, you know, it was kind of crazy. You know, ended up going to Georgia Southern, went in at like 5'9", and I was about 170 coming in. And I was coming in playing safety and things like that. It wasn't until like my redshirt sophomore year I had made the move to linebacker. And by that time I had got up to like 205 pounds.
And then easy transition for you?
A little bit. You know, I pretty much excelled at the position because of my speed and, you know, my awareness and also my love for the game. You know, that's one thing about me when it came down to football. You know, I always wanted to be that guy to make plays and play the game with passion, you know. And, you know, it pretty much was easy, the transition. You know, just being able to be in the box a lot more and just be around the ball a ton more. So, you know, it was a pretty smooth transition.
Nice. And obviously the Sun Belt has recognized you. I mean, you know, 2015 honorable mention, you were first team Sun Belt in 2016. What's it like knowing that, you know, the peers, the guys that kind of watch all the time, you know, kind of took notice of what you did on the field your senior season?
That means a lot. You know, at first I really wasn't recognized at all. Came preseason, you know, for the preseason teams and things. But to be able to go out there and do what I had to do, you know, to help my team win games, you know, it means a lot to know that a lot of other people was out there watching me and seeing what I had to bring to the table.
Definitely. And I think you bring up a great point. Like you said, not a lot of preseason hype. And, I mean, I kind of give credit to the people making these decisions, too, because they at least took enough credence in saying, hey, this kid wasn't on the list early on, but the way he played, he definitely deserves to be where he is. And that's why you're here today at the Sun Belt standout linebacker, former safety, Ironhead Gallen, here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out again at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and you know we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. It'll be a one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. You know, talking about that transition from safety to linebacker, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, you're breaking down what you do best. I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those things that are just going to pop off the tape where they kind of give you a pat on the back?
Like I said earlier, you know, first and foremost, my passion for the game. You know, football being a sport I've always been passionate about and something that I really love to do. And, you know, my speed, you know, my awareness, my versatility, you know, I'm the kind of guy that I can pretty much play anything the coach needs me to play. You know, I'm a guy that loves special teams. I make a huge impact on any special teams I'm placed at. It's just everything. And then my learning the game, you know, knowing the ins and outs of the game, you know, the X's and O's, you know, that's all the things that I bring to the table that a lot of scouts will really appreciate.
Nice. Anything go unnoticed? You know, sometimes the defense you run, you're not, you know, afforded other opportunities to showcase skills. Is there anything that's kind of hidden that, you know you could do if it was asked upon you?
Well, I know for sure, like, as far as, like, blitzing, I'm a great blitzer. That's pretty much something that often go unnoticed. And then the fact that I'm also going out covering slot receivers man-to-man, you know, just showing my, you know, my versatility, being able to play in the box and then go out and coverage, you know, is something that a lot sometimes go unnoticed, but it's a big deal.
Nice. And for you, I mean, part of that Georgia Southern, you know, program, I mean, what was kind of your role as a defensive player, defensive leader, especially this season? I mean, kind of just talk about what you had to put on yourself to kind of make sure, you know, that everybody was in place and kind of, you know, that defense was operating on all cylinders.
Well, my thing was just be able to go out there and take care of your job. You know your job, go out there and execute. You know, you all in, always play for one another and leave it all out there. Leave it all out on the line. You know, being a leader for that defense this year it was a tremendous honor, first and foremost. You know, not a lot of people get a chance to be able to be in that position. And for me to be in that position, I just took it and ran with it, you know, just showing the young guys how it looks to the work, you know, and then the benefits of working hard and stuff like that. You know, you reap what you sow, and just to go out there each and every day at practice, just go 100 miles per hour and give it your all, it all pays off at the end.
It definitely pays off. And if kind of go through, I guess, the mindset of, you know, you arrive at Georgia Southern, I'm sure, you know, everybody that suits up, it doesn't matter if you're D1, D2, D3. I mean, everybody, I think, at the end of the journey wants to have an opportunity to, you know, go after the NFL. I mean, when did it sink in for you that this was a realistic shot?
I will have to say my redshirt sophomore year. You know, I was coming back off of injury, and, you know, it's something about, you know, when you got that dog in you, it's just like the sky's the limit. And I felt like the sky was the limit because, you know, I really invested my time properly and I did what I had to do. And I felt like nothing could stop me. And I felt like I had the ability to, you know, to be able to play in the NFL one day.
Definitely. And I'm sure, you know, as you kind of keep going through the everyday process, it's got to be an exciting time for you, especially knowing that you're so close to this. Your last game, I believe it was against Troy, I believe, on the 3rd.
Yes,
I mean, what was it like that final game? I mean, you know, you kind of know that was the last time you're going to suit up.
It was an emotional day, you know, the whole day for the senior class in general. You know, knowing that it was going to be our last time playing together, we had some good times. You know, we had some bad times, but good outweighed bad the whole time. But, you know, it was emotional leading up to it, but when we got on the field, you know, it was all business. You know, we had to go out there and have fun and do what we had to do, execute the game plan that the coaches installed. And, you know, it was all she wrote.
Definitely. You come out victorious 28-24, so that's a good thing always to finish walking out of a winner. When we look kind of back at what you've been able to accomplish and, you know, you look at, you know, where you're at today, I mean, I'd like to think, like, scout-wise, NFL-wise, and everything that kind of goes into this, I mean, do you pattern yourself after anyone, or is there anyone that you get comparisons to?
Not specifically at this moment. But I know, like, personally, like, some people, like, I really pay attention to and watch a lot, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, Earl Thomas, J.J. Wilcox, like, a lot of those guys, you know, the way they play the game is something that I really, you know, I really pay attention to, and I really try to emphasize, like, my game on, you know, try to get tabs and bits, pieces of the work, their style, you know, incorporated into my style a little bit.
Nice. Big into film study?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Can you kind of spoil us and take us maybe through a play that kind of comes into mind that, you've been studying film all week, Saturday rolls around, the play comes into fruition, and maybe you make a play or you help a teammate make a play that kind of was a big impactful play?
I can actually bring up one. I would say it was Georgia Tech, the triple option, going against triple option, and they ran the I forgot which player it was they ran, but just knowing our keys and reading our keys. All week long, I was the quarterback player the whole week, and the coaches just told me, you know, always take care of your job. You know, triple option, like one mistake, it can end up with a touchdown. So, you know, throughout that whole game, you know, it's just been like film study throughout the whole week, you know, knowing their blocking schemes, knowing that most times the center's going to have to climb up to the backer to try to cut him off so the quarterback can have a free path. And, you know, just being able to get by the center and get to the quarterback every time, it really helped my game, that whole game. And I ended up finishing the game with 10 tackles.
And obviously, 102 tackles on the season, I think second on the team. I mean, you're a guy that gets after. You're kind of always around the ball. Do you feel sometimes there's a stereotype, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, you know, about being able to blitz, play some slot man-to-man. But, you know, I think it happens with tight ends. And, you know, if a tight end has 97 catches, that means he doesn't block. If you're a tight end with 2 catches, that means you can't catch because you just block. Do you ever find yourself kind of getting caught in that, you know, you're just an, you know, safety on the line of scrimmage, box safety, that, you know, people question your back end skills?
Most definitely, you know, since I've been on the box for a lot, and they haven't really seen a lot of film on me being back in the deep. Is, you know, I get a lot of questions about it, but, you know, it's something that I've always been doing. I grew up doing, and I feel very confident in my skills back there.
Definitely. And you mentioned J.J. Wilcox. I mean, how much interaction have you had him? We had him on the show. I believe he was down at the East-West Shrine game. I know he was at the Shrine or Senior Bowl, and I know we had him on down there. But, you know, you bringing up his name, how much interaction did you have with him, and maybe seeing what he does, did that kind of help you think, hey, you know, I know J.J., I seen what he can do, I can do it too?
Yeah, almost definitely. You know, J.J., that's my big brother right there, man. You know, when I first came in my freshman year, as a senior year, and, you know, he took me up under his wing. You know, he helped guide me and taught me how the game should be played. You know, he just broke it down to me, like, pretty much how I should come in and attack each series I get in. You know, just pretty much playing the game with passion. And that's something that he really emphasized to me, and something that I really try to make sure I do throughout my career at Georgia Southern and in the future. So that's something that J.J. really did. He did a great job of that. And now you can
excellent
see, you know, he played the Dallas Cowboys and they're paying off for him.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, having him, you know, you kind of, you know, having guys on the show or having some, you know, and you kind of, you know, talk to him. I mean, right when you said J.J., I'm like, oh, you know, J.J. Wilcox. I'm like, yeah, definitely, you know, love the kid. And like I said, it's just kind of mm-hmm. small world. It's amazing. I mean, gosh, what was he? Was he like, what, 2012 or 2013 he went? I think it was 2013 he went drafted, I think.
Yeah, last year.
So that probably went a couple. Like I said, just time flies. Once again, the standout. Former safety turned linebacker Ironhead Gallon here on the C2P, the Georgia Southern prospect, making his path toward that next level. And he's kind enough to take some time and join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill again, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and his bio page at collegeyourpro.com. Ironhead, before we leave you, I always like to ask a couple lighthearted questions to show and the show on some laughter. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're talking female celebrities. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
I got to take Rihanna, man. You can't go wrong. Really?
you know, this is the early from when we start our 20s or each draft class, you know, we start the whole new thing of prospect interviews. And when we tallied up the names, Rihanna won, I think, 2 years ago. Beyonce took the title back. And then Rihanna mm-hmm. has actually kind of shown a lot of force. So I think it's going to be a tight race. And we've been doing this for years. I mean, they've battled. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beyonce is, you know, she always wins. But like I said, Rihanna got her a couple years, but it happened. Besides you, we know you're Ironhead. You said you've had that nickname for a long time since your father gave it to you as a kid. In that Georgia Southern locker room, who has the most off-the-wall nickname, and how'd they get it?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Oh, man. I would have to say Kevin Nelson, my quarterback, my roommate. You know, he liked to call himself Delpster. He called himself Delpster. That's his personality. So he liked to call himself Delpster. That's like one of the funniest nicknames on the team.
And he gave it to himself is even better.
He gave it to himself, and everybody just ran with it.
That's good. There's nothing better when you give yourself your own nickname. It just sometimes that can backfire on you, though. And we've been working this year exclusively with Illustrative Creations. Eric Dorsey, he's a cleat painting machine. If you could have any of your cleats painted, what would you get painted on your cleats?
Oh, man, that's big right there. I think it has something to do with, like, you know, family. I'm big on family. And, you know, my faith, you know, God. And then, you know, I also got to incorporate Iron Man into it, too. You know, it's only right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got a lot. Yeah, you got a lot going on those things, man. And Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of the heart. It seems like it's working out quite well for you, Ironhead. Hey, man, don't be a stranger to the show. We want to keep pace and keep touch with you so we know, you know, everything going on with you as you make this journey. And if we can be any help to you, let us know, because we'd love to give you a shout-out anytime we can. But with that said, man, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and have a happy new year.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
No problem. Once again, Ironhead Gallon, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I ain't going to lie, when I said Ironhead, I almost was going to say Hayward, but I knew that wasn't our guest today. Even though we have Cam sometimes on the show, the Steeler from Ohio State, but this is Ironhead Gallon, Georgia Southern standout linebacker, former safety, very athletic young man, and like I said, a physical prowess. If you watch this kid, you're just going to see his number keep popping up time and time again because he just simply gets after it. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk, you've been listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.